And so as you find the way to gently place your body now in a position that's comfortable, and kind of let yourself sink down into that solid support beneath. Eyes are closed. And let's invite and allow this time and space and place to become more available and attainable, to attract certain qualities that are helpful for you on your journey forward. And so we go to the inner landscape to receive and allow those qualities, as well as comfort and calm the whole being. And with this, eyes closed and noticing the gentle, soft heaviness of those eyelids, and opening up to allow a deep, comfortable relaxation that provides some very definite qualities that are helpful to you on your life forward. So today, let's start at the toes and invite and allow this comforting to flow from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you are releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And now let's take one big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, letting go now. And this comfort sensation now continues flowing up through hips, abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Now let's take another big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two, and then slowly exhale. And that deeper inner calm is now joined by a nurturing sensation that flows all around and all through, but particularly now with this deeper inner calm and the nurturing flowing up through the chest, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny of you in the chest area, bringing more calm, more comfort, more sense of well-being and confidently allowing for strength within. Confidently allowing for strength within. So that no matter what, strength is there for you. And this sensation of calm comfort all around into every nook and cranny of your chest, all around your heart space, allows you to become even more comfortable as it flows up now in through the shoulders, releasing, and in and out of all the muscles, tissues, and fibers, there is this sense of being even more comforted. There's the sense of having faith in that, that you can be comforted, that more comfort is here for you, and that you can use that comfort for how you see fit to go forward on your path. And each breath now continues to soften those shoulders as you let go and they become more flexible and drifting deeper now. And the deeper you go, the more calm, comfortable you become. And the more calm, comfortable you become, the deeper you go. And this sense of comfortable relaxation flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as they comfort even more. Cross the upper back as you turn attention there, flowing this comfortable, calm sensation across, which brings a sense of deep relaxation. Increasing your faith in this process and in your ability to imagine and visualize and bring about good by positively focusing. The sensation kind of goes across the upper back, wipes the slate clean for today, and then deepens and strengthens this comfort as it flows down your spine, in through the middle back, releasing. Each breath taking you deeper. And then all the way down and down. And down to those deeper muscles, tissues, fibers in the lower back area, bringing about even more calm, even more comfort. And knowing that your spine is strong and straight and helping you to bring about even more inner strength to your whole being. And from this lower back soothing and smoothing out any rough edges, we send this comforting now all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And now placing your attention at the base of your neck and just flowing this comfortable, calm sensation up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, receiving and allowing this calm comfort down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now with one more nice big deep cleansing breath in and release, you become twice as comfortable as you already are. Now allowing yourself to drift way down deeper and deeper into that center core, still place within you. And let yourself become very, very comfortable with an image of yourself in radiant health, so that you and your radiant health image right in the center core of you are at one with each other. And you are it, and it is you. And now this beautiful image of yourself in radiant health begins to grow and evolve and go upwards and downwards and fill your whole physical being, as though the radiantly healthy you fills you now. This image goes all the way up to the top of your head, to the tips of your toes, to the tips of your fingertips, and your whole physical being is now just filled with a beautiful, radiant health image of you. And then imagine that this radiantly healthy image of you, still filling your whole physical being, now begins to spread outwards from your skin outwards at least 6 inches or more, maybe more than at 10 inches. So there's this beautiful boundary all around you. The radiantly healthy image of you extended beyond your physical being. So it is within you and around you. And from the outside to the inside, and the inside to the outside. And this radiantly healthy you, now at the top of your symbolic staircase, as you own it now, because it is within you and it's all around you, we're going to strengthen it and reinforce it in every step that we take down. And it is with faith and strength and confidence that we go forward now, knowing that the radiantly healthy you within and all around is working for you in a very positive way. It's doing its good work for which it's meant to do, this image, and nothing more. Radiantly healthy you, from within to without, from without to within, every step down reinforces these ideas. Now at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper, deeper down now into the positive domain, with the radiantly healthy image that you own within you, being that, at one with it, and surrounded by it, that you are going forward on your path now with even more faith in whatever is important for you to have faith in. Certainly to allow yourself the faith in this process of focusing positively, but with the strength within that we're going to continue to be reinforcing, with the tenacity to keep going no matter what, no matter what happens, you have the tenacity to go forward positively, and the determination that's right there at your fingertips to go forward diligently, determined to bring about the good and the positive and the true in your life, and confidently continuing to use all of these good power words to assist you on your forward motion in life. And now allowing the door of your imagination to open a little wider, because with every breath now, being even more comfortably relaxed and calm, the imagination door is open and opening even wider as you begin to visualize and imagine being in a natural setting that takes you on a path right to your very own secret garden. It's secret because you are the only one who has the key. Only you know where the key is kept. Somewhere around the garden gate? Or do you already have it with you? What happens next when you open your secret garden gate? It's as if all of your senses seem to spring forward into a sharp awareness, and the beauty of your garden comes into being all around you. It is a thing of beauty. And as you allow your eyes to rest upon the most beautiful flowers in your garden, let that beauty reach deep within and be something of importance for you. Walking the circular labyrinth path that takes you to the center of your garden, you notice everything. All the June blooms are starting to open. All sorts of flowers in a variety of shapes and colors. And something more. There's something magical about being here in your garden. As you continue walking, the path seems to take you deeper, deeper into the garden, filled with even more beauty and delight. Almost as though you cannot help but follow this path. And all along the way, your garden seems to come alive with more than natural foliage and flowers. Oh yes, because there is something magical about this garden. You stop for a moment and turn to look behind you because you had a kind of feeling that somebody or something was there. And then as you move forward, you remember, oh, this is where wonderful, wondrous things come to be. Your helpers and supporters of all various types are here and sometimes make themselves known to you. Filled with wonder now and deep appreciation for this sort of happening, you find your way to the lovely lounge at the center of your garden. And as you recline, relax, comfortable and calm now, you restore. Stretch out on that lounge. Oh, something under the cushion of the lounge seems to make itself known to you beneath your back. You reach underneath the cushion. and discover a velvet-covered box of your favorite color. Somehow you just know it's a gift meant for you. What do you find in this box? And how does it point you in a direction that's helpful for you? Discovering this is important for you. And if you need be, you take a little time with understanding about what this gift is about. You might, have your crystal on you. You could always pull it out and shine its light on the gift that's in the little velvet box if you need to find out more about it and what the meaning is for you. It's something beautiful because we are allowing images of beauty to help restore and rejuvenate and assist in our feeling state today of focusing with faith and strength and tenacity and determination and with confidence to find out even more what is beautiful that assists in helping you to feel good. As you continue now in this gentle, peaceful state, in the silence and stillness now, you are poised for more wonders and ready to listen and receive more of what is just right for you today. Sometimes the little bluebird comes to bring you an important message. Or perhaps some other special creature comes to your side with an unexpected good something. And today, that little precious creature does come. It's kind of one of those mysterious, magical, smaller creatures that are delightful. And this one comes with holding a flower for you, the flower that you like the most. And the little creature asks you to look within the flower, deeply, deeply down. And notice as you look down within the petals to the very center of the flower. What do you notice? There's something about the center that you could imagine being oh so very tiny and sliding down a petal and coming right to the center of the most beautiful flower of your desire. Because this is the flower that you like the most. And now you are standing in the center of all its petals. And somewhere within the stamen and the pistils and the stamen, there is something more for you today. something that attracts you. And it might have something to do with your faith or your strength. Maybe even something about your tenacity or your determination. But one thing is sure, you are confidently now in the very smallest version of yourself, standing at the center of your favorite flower and looking all around from petal to petal and noticing what's here for you today that brings you more beauty to behold. Some sort of whispered something, bringing you another thought that allows you to stand there in the center of your favorite flower, almost being at one with it, noticing what is the beauty that has meaning for you in the center of your flower. Confidently holding true to letting this experience be all that it can be. Listening, imagining, looking, touching, using any or all of your senses to help you to discover what standing in the center of your favorite flower is about. What's the good, the positive, and the true of this moment? Aside from the fact that you've moved into a very little idea of yourself, like a little tiny person who could stand at the center of your favorite flower. But what is it, confidently you are sure, something more is on its way to you? By standing in the center of your favorite flower that this other very small creature gave to you when you were your larger self, what is it that's the important thing for you to find? And just noticing all around you. And then it becomes clear for you. There's something, because of your confidence, you were ready to receive. The something special of beauty by being in the center of your most beautiful favorite flower. And just as you receive it and come to know about it, like that, you are yourself again, holding this flower. And you look down into it, and you can hardly believe your eyes because you see and sense that just a split second ago, you were standing right there in all of your being, but your smaller sense of self in the middle of this flower. But now you have received and allowed that receiving some kind of beautiful something that's been made known to you now by your favorite flower, brought to you by this little positive creature who's still there, by you as you now begin to stretch out on that lounge in the center of your beautiful garden. And as you do, a gentle breeze kind of washes over you. And you can feel all the foliage and the trees and all your gentle, beautiful flowers all around you, kind of bending and swaying and moving ever so slightly with that breeze. And you begin to feel it and sense it even more, the something that you're gaining from being here now in the center of your whole garden. Having been transported into the middle of your flowers, a little tiny being. But at this point in time, knowing with even more determination than ever, with even more tenacity than ever, with even more strength within, confidently, your faith in your radiantly healthy self, your faith in the strongest things that you have to believe in about how beauty can affect you positively in a healing sense. All of those qualities become stronger and stronger for you. And more, each and every day, in every way, you become aligned with and connected to the strength of these qualities and the beauty all around and all through. And so taking a moment to let all of these ideas of beauty and faith and strength and tenacity and determination and confidently accepting and allowing them all along with what's happened for you in coming to your secret garden today. And as you begin to decide that it's time to leave the garden, you begin to gather yourself up and you thank the little creature and you thank the bluebird and you walk back through the labyrinth path all around through all the flowers and you appreciate them all and you find yourself back at the garden gate and you go through and then you lock it behind you and you keep the key. The key to the beauty that's all around and all through. Whenever you go, it's there for you and more. And so in this appreciation of a positive focusing, we can only have positive results. And as we click that lock, put the key in your pocket, off down the path you go. To have a very beautiful rest of your day. And as we let the images fade for now, the strength of them stays with you at zero. Reinforcing it all, we begin to come up and out now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. Okay, my lovelies, I hope you had a beautiful trip today and enjoy the rest of your week. Yes, you're welcome. See you next time.